Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, November 30th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net. And once again on this Friday morning, as we share the message, regardless of when you listen to it, we want to share a perspective of encouragement. Today's message is titled, For This Very Reason. The scripture text is from John 12:27, and these are the words of the Lord Jesus.
Now my heart is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it was for this very reason I came to this hour.
Last night I attended a men's meeting where we were once again challenged to share our faith. The speaker was Patrick O'Neill, the executive director of CBMC, an international organization of Christian men. He's from North Carolina, and at one point he paraphrased God's call for each of us to spread his message of love and salvation by stating, as if God is speaking to us, I'm counting on you all to do it, quipping that God is a Southerner. Well, if you're not a North American, you won't understand that humor, but it was funny last night.
We will be worshiping God throughout eternity. We'll be in fellowship with one another throughout eternity. But we have this brief lifetime window for the impact of evangelism.
We are now in the season of Advent when we especially focus on the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ. A special focus on my heart is that Jesus knew his mission when he left heaven. A song Dottie Ramble penned in the 70s states, He left the splendor of heaven. Knowing his destiny, what 'twas the lowly hill of Golgotha, there to lay down his life for me. End quote. Well, throughout his ministry, he regularly reinforced and reminded his disciples of this mission, although it seems they didn't really grasp it until after he was resurrected.
In the daily text, the Lord is teaching at the time of the triumphal entry and forthrightly states, The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. His heart is troubled, and he asks aloud whether he should appeal to his Father to save him from the hour. No, he emphatically states, and with resolute resolve he declares, It was for this very reason I came to this hour.
Well, that phrase caught my attention, for this very reason, and that's the title of today's message. We all have a reason that we're here. For some time, I've taught that it is important to have a very succinct life mission statement. And I'm sharing something today that I've shared numerous times through this series, but I want to do so again today. My statement describes the very mission that I believe God has for me for the remainder of my life on this earth. It's purposefully included in the footers of each daily encouragement posting and on the website and on the archives and on the various blog entries. Here's that statement. I am created by God to bring Him glory. Through God's Son, Jesus Christ, I have been redeemed, and I make it my life's goal to please the Lord. My mission in life is to honor God through my faith and obedience, and to prepare myself and all whom I may influence for eternity. My prayer for all of us before Brooksine prays is, may this be true in my life today.
Let's pray together. Father, we are grateful to be among the redeemed who triumph in victory over sin, and we make it our daily goal to please you in all things. You have called us out from the influences of the world, and yet you have also strategically placed us among those in the world who have yet to bow their knee in surrender to your Lordship. So many are searching but have not yet found the answer their heart is longing for. Peace. That can only come from a relationship with you, Father, who heals the brokenhearted, restores, and forgives the fallen one. Help us to freely share that life-changing message with one who so desperately needs to hear it. Amen.
Amen. Yeah, we have some additional materials on the site today. Again, our website is dailyencouragement.net. Brooksine has a little thought from a hymn that apparently came to both of our minds today in regard to the message that had been on my heart. Well, I guess you maybe even heard me singing it, Brooksine. Great old Fanny Crosby classic, Rescue the Perishing. And Brooksine has a thought that she has written today on the post. We typically try to keep these limited because of the length. It's Fanny Crosby?
It's Fanny Crosby telling. I'm
it's,
not actually
Oh,
writing.
It's Fanny Crosby telling the story. She's merely quoting how she wrote the story, the basis of it. We do have a number of audio songs up today. One is an longtime favorite of mine called People Need the Lord, a wonderful version that's available just simply for an audio stream. The other, though, is a newer version of Rescue the Perishing. Now, I like the old one as well, but in searching for it, I actually found a newer version that we both like also. And it is available as for a link. Also, I have several pictures up today, and I'm going to, and I mean, I haven't even written it yet, just tell of an experience that I just had a few minutes ago on the phone that indicates and perhaps will help others to know how God can use us all just in the day-by-day conversations and interruptions of life. And if you want to share that story or read that story, it's on the web today, www.dailyencouragement.net. And it's the message dated Friday, November 30th, last day of November in the year 2007. Well, blessings to you as you seek to fulfill God's purpose for your life.